This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Throop, it's T-H-R-O-O-P. Date of birth 9/29/1954. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Troop with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. His last visit was January 30th of this year. He's been feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He does complain of mild fatigue that is stable. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 217 pounds, pulse 62, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 58. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/22 of 24. Creatinine is stable at 1.58, estimated GFR 47. Albumin 4.2, calcium 10.1, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 2.7. Hemoglobin is 12.8, and he generally stays between 12.6 and 12.8 every time he is checked. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, mild chronic anemia. That looks like it may be slightly macrocytic as the MCV is slightly higher than normal. He may benefit from a B-complex or an oral B12 tablet to see if that doesn't increase the hemoglobin slightly. And the patient believes he may try that. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.